Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6:22, Dave Lee here. 74 degrees already this morning. Hi, Blois Olson.
Good morning, Dave Lee.
How was Nebraska?
Nebraska was great. I highly recommend it. I will. I sent you some pictures. There's more to be seen, but if people are golfers, Western Nebraska has some of the best, I think, topography that I've ever played. So it's great.
Yeah, I've heard so much about it. Boy, speaking of Nebraska this morning, I heard that that now is the number one place for retirement.
Yeah, I think Minnesota didn't fare as well in those rankings. And, you know, I think taxes have a lot to do with it, but just cost of living in general is pretty low in Nebraska, I will tell you, Dave. Drove through a lot of towns that had the simple life going on very well.
That's all right. I'm glad to hear the dog's up and at him, Blois. That's a good
sign. Maverick's ready to go this morning. Apparently there's a critter in the backyard, and Maverick wants to go say good morning to that critter.
I get it. Joe Biden set to discuss health care today at a forum in Iowa. What's happening down in Iowa, Blois?
Well, Amy Klobuchar is down there as well today. They had a few forums over the weekend, but today's really, in the presidential race, a big day for Klobuchar. She's going to report her fundraising for the first quarter, so we'll see where she stands against other presidential candidates. I think it's notable that she didn't report before today, which is the deadline. And then secondly, she's put out a lot of inquiries to get a lot of small donations so that she can make the third debate. She's in the second debate, but the third debate, which is this fall, she's going to need a certain number of donors and show a certain amount of support. If she doesn't make that third debate, it's not going to look good for her presidential hopes.
Is this the day the Amazon workers in Shakopee strike?
It is. It's Prime Day, and Bloomberg had it, and I think it'll be a pretty significant national story. And Minnesota seems to be kind of the point of tension between Amazon and some of their workers. So they'll strike in Shakopee today, and we'll see just kind of what kind of traction that gets nationally. But I keep telling people, don't forget Target sells stuff, too.
Yeah. Hey, Blois, let me ask you about this, because right out of the Pioneer Press, it says, nearly 4 months since the State Department of Human Services put the Inspector General on leave to look into a complaint, and the investigation has yet to start. What do we know about that story?
We know that there's a lot of questions about the Department of Human Services right now. Commissioner Tony Lori took over the department under the Walz administration. Now, two high-ranking officials left last week. Now, this former official has been on paid leave. They've paid her $42,000. Republicans will hold a news conference today. Kurt Daut, Mary Franson, Michelle Benson, kind of asking questions about this investigation since it hasn't started yet, since she's still on paid leave. And this is going to be, I think, one of the first points of tension about how state government is working between the Walz administration and Republicans. So we're going to watch that closely, but I think that will lead state government news today. The other interesting thing is Governor Walz is going to have a ceremonial bill signing today on the wage theft law, and it's only ceremonial, which means that either his team decided they were going to do this as a counter move, or he's going to get a lot of questions about, you know, DHS and what's going on there, and that'll give him a chance to answer them.
Blois, we've talked about insulin a lot here and a potential of a special session. Where does that stand?
They've been meeting kind of quietly about the potential for a special session, but Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka doesn't see that it has a lot of options going on, but it could be one of those things first done in the next session. But interesting enough, some of the insulin advocates continue to be very hard on the Senate Republican caucus. Now, Republicans believe that this insulin issue is being put forward by Democrats in a more forceful way because it polls well and it looks good for the 2020 election. But they're still raising issues, including the front page of the Brainerd paper when I was up there this weekend. They're still pushing this issue pretty hard. So it'll be interesting to see if that sees the light of day this week anymore.
What about St. Louis Park City Council? Are they meeting tonight, and what can we anticipate there?
They are meeting tonight. We can expect that there'll be some protesters there. Some conservatives and Republicans have really rallied around this idea. They've said that they'll address it at a future work session. So it won't be on the agenda tonight at the council, but that doesn't mean people won't be there to protest their decision to no longer say the pledge.
Blois, how do I get your email? A lot of stuff to talk about today.
Dave, you just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and you can sign up right there.
Have a nice, cool day, my friend.
Yes, they're coming to fix the AC shortly.
Okay, that's good news. 627 WCCO, he's Blois, Dave here. We check traffic and weather together. It's next, 74 right now as you start your Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.